New to international flying? Beware of the gotchas. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation focused, client driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. If you fly international for any length of time, you start to build a war chest of stories about why you should expect the unexpected.
One pilot's surprise is another pilot's routine.
That's pilot Gary Tucker, a member of the International Operations Committee, who often gives seminars on the surprises you can run into while flying overseas.
You may have the expectation, this is a very common one, you wait till the next day to get your fuel, and so you come to the airport, you call for the fuel truck, and it pulls up, sometimes within seconds. But you can wait hours in many different countries for a fuel truck because almost all the time their priority is with airliners, and you may be competing for the exact same fuel truck, and they're going to be over-fueling airliners over and over again, and so you'll get pushed way back in the queue. Two-hour delay for fuel isn't uncommon.
Tucker says the lesson he learned here is call for fuel immediately upon arrival and don't leave the aircraft until you get it.
One of the rookie mistakes that still can get the guys that are really used to flying is that passports are your standard required documents for every one of us, both crew and passengers, and yet people make all these mistakes. People have, like, picked up their wife's passport. They may have two passports, and they picked up the wrong one. I know pilots that have been detained in England, and it's happened in China, for the exact same reason. They trusted their highest-level executives to tell them they had their passport, and they either didn't have it or they had the wrong one.
In other countries, you might find your smartphone isn't so smart anymore and just try to make a call from a foreign payphone. Then, when you're perhaps tired and frustrated and you still have a long way to go, you run into a local functionary who really believes in his own power over pilots just like you.
There simply isn't a rule against flying Part 91 when you're above age 65. Well, I just flew with a guy last week, and he kind of had a standoff that was in France, and he was detained for at least an hour just arguing, yes, it is, no, it's not, yes, it is, no, it's not. And the guy finally just kind of turned on his heel and let him go, but was pretty critical. Sitting there with a 20 million plus airplane, and he's trying to keep it.
So what's Tucker's advice when flying internationally? Well, first, he says, keep a checklist of the things you should do, know, or say. Second, ask for advice. He suggests using NBAA's airmail forums or the NBAA International Feedback Database. For more of the top gotchas in international travel, check the June 15th edition of NBAA Update. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA is now partners with Virtual Flight Surgeons and offering members an exclusive 10% discount on the complete Aero Medical Services program. With access to comprehensive Aero Medical advice and FAA medical certification assistance, this program saves you time and money and protects your career. Check it out on the website at nbaa.org/medical or call 1-866-AERO-MED.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. The FAA is expanding its use of 3 nautical mile en route separation under some conditions all the way up to flight level 230. You'll find details in a recently issued air traffic organization policy notice. FAA hopes that might increase capacity 40% over the current 5 nautical mile separation standard. You may have heard by now that EPA will consider new regulations for aircraft carbon emissions. Well, NBAA has immediately raised a concern of its own here, pointing out that aircraft emissions make up just 2% of all transportation emissions worldwide. And of those, general aviation emissions are just a tiny fraction. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.